This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Stars of the DJV show are Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schill, and I'm Doug Steffen with some information. You expect to get info. You don't know what to expect, though, as far as conversation is concerned. That is, where are we going?
Neither do we.
What's our... okay. Well, once in a while, there's a little bit of a hint. But I find that I'm motivated by suspense. And so we hold everybody in suspended animation, trying to figure out what's going on. As we turn the good ship Lollipop in one direction or another, I thought that it was kind of interesting in the quickie department, all the attention paid to Melania Trump's gown. Apparently it came from the same person that made Meghan Markle's stuff. I don't know if gowns is the right word, but with all the intrigue, the interest, the focus on the president being in England and the D-Day event that has taken place, and what the ladies are wearing became a big deal. That's what some people say. Was it a big deal, ladies, for you? Did you know that Meghan Markle, the designer, was the one who put together Melania's gown for the event?
Which gown? Because there were several.
There's multiple, yeah.
At the dinner?
Yeah. Which dinner? There was a red one.
There was a white one.
The state dinner is white, and that was really pretty.
Yeah. Okay. Well...
But Markle wasn't at any of them, so which dress did she...
What one did Melania wear?
Oh, wait, are you saying that the girl who did Meghan Markle's wedding gown, is that what you're saying? It's the same designer?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, so that's right.
Thank you, Victoria.
Or whatever. Yeah, yeah. Very famous designer.
What do you mean, thank you? I thought I did a fabulous job of explaining this. Well... That's by the way, folks, if you don't get the lingo, that's Victoria's sign of...
That's me rolling my eyes.
Yes, it is. It's her video rolling her eyes. I thought I explained. I wasn't at the dinner. What I thought was more interesting was...
No. What a shock.
Wait a minute.
How did they miss out on inviting you?
How come I didn't get invited? Right. That is the question of the day. Alright, so now that we've gone through that detail, what do you have for us, Jennifer?
Well, drones. Drones are coming, and I think we maybe thought this was a little further off, but Amazon has now announced that they are going to do self-piloted drones to deliver packages to shoppers' homes in the coming months. They didn't give an exact time, and they didn't say where the drones will start making deliveries, but they did say new drones use computer vision and machine learning to detect and avoid people or clotheslines in backyards when landing. I guess they can avoid power lines. They have a very good brain in the central part of their unit of this drone. The drones are fully electric. They can fly up to 15 miles. They deliver in 30 minutes, and they can carry goods that weigh up to 5 pounds. So anything like a paperback book or maybe people who use Amazon to deliver supplies like toothpaste. Amazon has been working on drone delivery for years. Back in December of 2013, Jeff Bezos told 60 Minutes that drones would be flying to customers' homes within 5 years. Now, that deadline passed because of regulatory hurdles that they ran into. The FAA regulates commercial use of drones in the U.S. They didn't respond to this story quite yet, but no doubt they will soon because Amazon looks to be about 6 months away from making this a reality. Can you imagine? This is a big deal. This is significant when we're now thinking about drones flying around our neighborhoods delivering packages. It's the beginning of the end, people. Really.
Yeah. Yes, it is. And speaking of the beginning of the end, here are a couple of people that are in the news today, this week. The representative from New York, AOC, says she doesn't want Paul Manafort walking around. He ought to be in solitary confinement.
No, opposite. She's against solitary.
Oh, she is? Oh, she?
Yes.
Oh. Oh, okay. Huh. Well, so that's the end of the story. Why is she... Yeah, right, you tell
it's in her district. Rikers Island is Rikers in her district. And so she said that she does not want Paul Manafort to be put in solitary. There is a good chance that that's where he will end up. And so the New York Times tweeted about it, and she tweeted right back and said, that's just a chance for government to torture people, and it's not right. And Jen had mentioned this yesterday or the day before. None of us can figure out why he would even be a candidate for solitary.
Rikers, much less Rikers in solitary.
So what is going on here? What do we know or not know?
The Southern District of New York is trying to shake him down, is what I think. He's got one trial under his belt. He's already got his guilty verdict in Virginia, but now he's awaiting trial in New York. And look, I know the guy's shady. I know he's sleazy. I'm not under any false pretense. That's not the case. But he's been in solitary in Virginia for months, and they're saying that it's taking its toll on him physically and mentally, that he's starting to kind of fall apart. And now they want to move him to solitary at Rikers Island, where like the worst of the worst go to live at a hole. Give me a break.
Right, but here's the other thing, though, that people don't realize about New York. Rikers is the only prison. So there are people who have $100 worth of weed, and they're at Rikers. So it's not a good system at all, and people have been trying. De Blasio wants to shut it down in the next 10 or 15 years. It's a mess. So everyone does get sent there, but there is no reason for him to be in solitary confinement. That's just complete overreach from whoever is in charge of doing
who
that.
Who's making those decisions?
It's the Southern District right now.
Yeah, I guess it's the prosecutor.
But under whose orders?
I don't know, but they're investigating still. The Southern District is still looking into Trump and Michael Cohen and all of that stuff. And so I would guess that maybe they're trying to use this to scare him so that they think he's going to tell some story about Trump, which he hasn't done to this point. I don't even know if he has a story to tell, but they're trying to shake him down.
So is this order coming from Trump?
No.
Or from people who were... Well, how do you know that?
No, it's the district attorney, the prosecution.
Yeah.
That's who... He's already... It's not like they're not moving him to Rikers while they drum up stuff. They've got a ton of charges that they're gonna put on him. So that's already happening. But the solitary is really, I think, that's the main issue. And he's going to go up the river somewhere, but it's going to be in some white-collar prison. He's not going to stay at Rikers. But the solitary thing is just stupid.
Well,
right, and that's why he's waiting trial. And most lawyers are saying he should stay in Virginia because that's what is usually when you have multiple jurisdictions looking to go after you. You usually stay in one until you're transferred to New York. They're going to put him into Rikers months before his trial is even going to take place.
Okay, but that's not what I'm getting at. I'm getting at these people don't take a dump without somebody over them telling them what to do. So there's somebody someplace. There's some skullduggery here. Who's taking the lead? Is the order
coming? The Southern District of New York's district attorney.
Where do they get their? Okay, where do they get their orders from? Where does he get his orders?
The DA gets the DA makes the orders.
Yeah.
If you're looking for a scandal, the only scandal I could tell you is that they're going after Trump. And so what they're probably trying to do is pressure Manafort during the time that he's awaiting trial to try to get something else out of him, to try to make a deal with him. And so they're putting him in the worst possible circumstances to break him. This is really kind of torture. I mean, it really is torture.
Right.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is right.
I'm repeating my question. Whether it's the
are you asking did this come from Governor Cuomo? The answer is no.
Really?
So that seems like you're asking the same question.
Well,
over.
I don't know whether I'm thinking of Cuomo. I'm just wondering who it is. The DAs are political animals, and they do what they do in order to enhance their own position. Very political, and so I'm just trying to figure out whether these people are acting on their own or whether somebody is. As you're suggesting, somebody's pulling the strings from someplace else to get.
I don't know who would do that. Though.
Well, who benefits from it? Who benefits from getting people out of
Manafort? Someone is. Most legal experts feel like someone is doing this because this is not how it
would
normally be.
Who would benefit from that then?
The district attorney's office in New York, because they'd like to go after the president.
Beyond the district attorney, I don't think there's anybody else that's going to benefit from it.
The Mueller investigation's done to prove.
Hmm. All right. Questions with maybe an answer. 16 after the hour here on the DJV program.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything. I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Get up first thing, smoke a cigarette. Before lunch, after lunch. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. And eventually, I just switched over, and it's very quick.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%, APR 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.3% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
That TV show, Empire, controversial, at least up to now, because of Jussie Smollett's whole affair. Now Terrence Howard, who's one of the stars of Empire, being investigated for tax evasion, criminal tax evasion. According to the court documents, the feds are interested in possible financial crimes committed by Howard and his wife, and Universal Bridges, a company owned by his wife, whose name is Myra. Case being handled by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Pennsylvania. Howards have hired a high-profile, white-collar criminal attorney to defend themselves. He has a tax lien against him for $143,000 by the state of California. The tax lien stems from the taxes he owes back to 2010. He was also hit with tax liens from the feds for $1.1 million, over $600,000 owed from 2006.
How does that happen multiple times? Like, the first time you get hit with a tax lien, wouldn't you get a better accountant and go, okay, I don't want to do that again? And then it's like three more times?
Yeah. Maybe it's not just the account. Maybe it's him.
Some people are their own worst enemy.
Yeah. You talk to Willie Nelson. Pulled it off, or tried to pull it off, and so did Snipes. Wesley Snipes was in jail for, 10 months? Because he didn't pay his income taxes, and he still owed $13 million when he got out. Willie Nelson recorded an album to pay his taxes, so high-profile stuff there. 21 after the hour.
Comp complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Music news here. We have this every hour of the DJV program. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and I, and you enjoying some stories about famous musicians. This week, the Rolling Stones announced sort of an eclectic lineup of guest artists that are going to perform on their No Filter North American tour this year, kicking off with openers St. Paul and The Broken Bones. That'll be in Chicago, 21st of next month. And it wraps up the end of August in Miami with Juanes. The Glorious Sons and the Beaches will play the only two Canadian dates to celebrate Canada Day weekend. I don't know any of these people, where they come from, how do they get in front of the Stones so they choose them. You know anything about the Broken St. Paul and the Broken Bones?
I don't know.
I don't.
Yeah, I don't know them, but Juanes is a pretty big artist.
Yeah.
He's been around for a long time.
Really? Huh.
So he's perfect for Miami. I think they pick people based on maybe like locally popular artists. Juanes, obviously huge in Miami. St. Paul and the Broken Bones. I'm guessing that St. Paul and the Broken Bones might be from the Chicago area.
Yeah, okay. Other acts that they're going to have as guests on their tour include Whiskey Myers, Gary Clark Jr., who also has opened before for the Stones, the Revivalists, Lucas Nelson and Promise, the Rio, Nathaniel Radcliffe, and the Knights. So this is just to occupy time and space. The Stones have so many hits. They could go on for as long as a Bruce Springsteen concert. 3, 4, 5 hours. So why are they doing this other than just to occupy time so they don't have to do so much?
That's a pretty cynical way of looking at an opening act, but maybe.
Well, they don't need an opening act.
No, they don't. But they always take somebody, and I do think that they like promoting certain artists and exposing them to mass
stadium
crowds.
I remember seeing them in Dodger Stadium in 1996, I think, and they just went wild, man. For 2.5 hours, they went up there, and this it was mayhem. The place, I was way up front, and it was like nothing I've ever experienced before, frankly. The noise level, watching them do their thing, it was almost surreal. So, but that was...
I think seeing them once is great. I saw them once when I was a kid with my dad, and it's worth seeing them once. I wouldn't go back once. Again, because it's the same show every night.
Right, exactly. All right, moving on to other musical news. Fans of John Mayer, who have always wanted to meet him, now you have a chance. Prizeo, a sweepstakes for a good platform, running a campaign for one lucky fan and a guest to meet John Mayer, take home his guitar for a $10 donation, which doesn't seem like a lot to the Heart and Armor Foundation, which is Mayer's thing. It's aimed at helping veterans who have health problems. You can participate in the sweepstakes. Winner gets two VIP tickets to Mayer's show at the Forum in L.A. on September 14th. Airfare, hotel accommodations included. The winner will also experience a meet and greet with Mayer and take home his personal PRS Silver Sky guitar. All you're going to do is drop a $10 donation. I'm sure people will give more than that, I think.
Well, the more you give, the more chances you have.
I would think so,
yeah.
Right. Yep. The $10 donation enters you into the contest 100 times. Number of entries increases with a higher donation, as Victoria has suggested. The sweepstakes is on live now until September the 1st. I'm guessing at Mayer's website, yes?
Prizeo.com. Yeah, that's okay. The charity organization that's running it. There are a lot of those now, like Omaze and Prizeo, and there's a bunch of them that do good stuff like that.
Prizeo, if you're interested. Prizeo.com. John Mayer in our musical focus here on the DJV program at 28 past the hour. Family, or will we be there for each other like nobody
ever could? Will it wash out? Jim Pee Wee Martin of G Company in the 101st Airborne Division speaks about what it was like during World War II defending people's freedoms he didn't know and in a place he couldn't even pronounce.
I saw a little sign said Bastogne. That's how ignorant we were. We didn't even know how to pronounce the name, didn't know what country it was.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Lung cancer claims more lives in the U.S. each year than breast, colon, prostate, and ovarian cancer combined.
Adenocarcinoma we see more in the periphery of the lung, and the squamous cell we tend to see more towards the central regions of the lung. And those are the two main types.
Mayo Clinic thoracic surgeon Dr. Shanda Blackman says one reason lung cancer is so deadly is that by the time symptoms appear, the cancer is usually advanced.
Some of the symptoms are a chronic cough, shortness of breath. If you cough up blood, that's particularly worrisome. Weight loss that you can't explain. And stage 4 lung cancer can manifest with brain symptoms, bone symptoms, systemic symptoms.
Smoking remains a leading cause for lung cancer, but if you can quit, you will reduce your risk for the disease. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As the Monday deadline approaches, there's still no deal between the U.S. and Mexico to avert import tariffs on Mexican goods. President Trump wants Mexico to stem the flow of Central American migrants arriving at the southern border. Discussions will continue on Friday. Some progress has been made as they talk about major changes to asylum rules and border enforcement. Mexico's foreign minister, who's in Washington for the negotiations, said both sides should want to avoid the tariffs.
The tariffs could be very costly for the U.S. economy, the consumers in the United States, and the Mexican economy.
Officials at the White House say President Trump and his Mexican counterpart have not yet spoken directly. They say they're the only two people who can strike a deal. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Now, on today's DJV program with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, I'm Doug Steffen, with a focus on yet another drug company. This is a story that has real legs, in my opinion. This is not a quickie, but I'm going to bring you a sort of teaser on this because I'm still looking into it. Page after page after page of information about Pfizer and one of their drugs that could prevent Alzheimer's, they have held back on telling the world. The researchers inside Pfizer, is that how you Pfizer, made a startling find a couple of years ago. Their rheumatoid arthritis therapy called Enbrel, have you heard of it? E-N-B-R-E-L.
I'm sure we've all seen a commercial for it.
It's a very powerful anti-inflammatory drug. The research at Pfizer showed it also dramatically reduced the risk of Alzheimer's. As a matter of fact, what they saw across the board before they really looked into it, 65% of the people somehow or other that they were studying were prevented from getting Alzheimer's. How do you measure this stuff? I don't know. I'm not a researcher. But I know that the results analyzed from hundreds of thousands of insurance claims verifying the drug would actually have the effect on people, but it required a costly clinical trial, and they didn't want to spend the money because they didn't develop the drug as an Alzheimer's prohibitor. It was an anti-inflammatory. So they opted against further investigation and chose not to make the data public. They gave no information to the government. They didn't give any information to anybody. Somebody on the board has leaked this information. How many thousands of people is the question? This shows how they think in these drug companies. Thousands, tens of thousands, perhaps millions of people. You know, there have been for years these stories about you can't cure Alzheimer's. Once you get it, you're finished, you're done, you're cooked.
It's a horrible thing to get. It's
awful.
Horrible.
And yet Pfizer and their researchers have shown in study after study, clinical trial after clinical trial on thousands of people, that this would once you started getting on this drug, you would curtail whatever the effects of Alzheimer's. I mean, it's amazing. But they didn't want to spend $80 million to have it tested and approved for this purpose. So they didn't. So, in fact, they said, looking at the internal review of this that the Washington Post got a hold of last week, that Enbrel didn't show any promise for Alzheimer's. That's what they went publicly.
Wow.
With these, yeah, and this is what you're dealing
anybody
with
who these. Thinks that Big Pharma is in the business of curing anything
I'm helping
is
you. No.
Kidding themselves.
Right. Well, because Pfizer apparently has another drug which is used not to prevent Alzheimer's, but to deal with it. And they were selling a lot of it, and they didn't want to get... They don't want to... It's like the cancer people. They don't want to stop cancer.
Right. Cancer's big money.
It's billions and billions and billions of dollars every year. And you said to me something... Was it off the air or on the air, Victoria? You didn't think I should be so cynical about that. I don't even remember what we were talking about. But I do get cynical when I see this kind of stuff going on. I don't like to think that people are like this, but you know, I've seen so much of it on the farm with Monsanto and the related outfits. I went to a Farm Bureau meeting last night, and we were talking about Monsanto, and we actually were talking about my cannabis grow and hemp and stuff, and how the drug companies are trying already now to buy up. But we've already heard from somebody who wants to buy up the license because they don't want hemp and cannabis on the market. The drug companies don't want it on the market. They don't want to compete with this stuff because they know it works. Look at all the even now the influences of this stuff on inflammation. And so to go back for a minute to Alzheimer's, if this it kind of makes sense. It's an anti-inflammatory drug, and Alzheimer's is a condition of inflammation in the brain. And so Alzheimer's, and outside the brain as well. Peripheral inflammation is what Alzheimer's really is. That's the technical name for it. And so here they are at Johns Hopkins researching all this stuff, and that's how somebody squealed, whistleblower Johns Hopkins, that's how Washington Post got the information about
this. Well, thank God someone had a conscience.
How they keep it, you know, there's so many people involved in this, Victoria, how they keep it quiet for as long as they have. Is another story.
Wouldn't it
anyway
be amazing though? Like we know, we talk about Warren Buffett and Bill Gates and all of the billionaires and Jeff Bezos and all the billionaires who do really wonderful charity work. Wouldn't it be amazing though if like Warren Buffett could just start his own pharmaceutical company and actually just produce drugs that
that's
cure people?
That's a great thought, isn't it? Huh?
I would love that. So I'm going to put that out into the universe because I would love for someone to do that. Yeah. Clean up, drain the swamp of Big Pharma. And
this is the kind of stuff
cure people
that won't. And I say this proudly about this radio program. The reason that I have never achieved the same success as Hannity and Limbaugh and that bunch is because I talk about stuff like that that flies in the face of people who would want to give shows like that money. I'd be happy to take their money. But then they have to understand, that's what happened to me with Walmart once a number of years ago. because I wasn't, I'm still not a real fan of Walmart, but I'm not as aggressive about it as I used to be. And so I took on Walmart, and they were at the time, this is during the good days, I think we had an annual contract with them for $84,000, $86,000, something like that. And so they were not happy. They listened, the radio station in their hometown down in Arkansas carried the program, and they heard me talking about what I really thought about Walmart. And so the advertising director called up the network and said, or the advertising agency, and said, pull all those commercials from Stefan unless he apologizes for what he said. Well, instead of apologizing, I attacked him even more. And I told the story about them saying, well, we don't want anybody challenging us. But that's really what kind of our job is. You pay for 60 seconds, we'll tell your story. But that doesn't mean I can't tell another story. You've paid to tell your story, now I'm going to tell my story. You don't like my stories, then pay, put your own message on. And that's kind of, that flies in the face of most conventional wisdom on the shows that charge 10 times as much for advertising as I do. So anyway, it's neither here nor there. It's just kind of the way I am. And so you'll not hear that story. I don't think you'll hear that story anyplace else. I don't. The fact the Washington Post published it, and the fact that you all don't know it, means that none of the other news media, the so-called legitimate news media, has picked up on that story. Maybe a 60 Minutes piece might come out of that, but have you heard, has anybody heard anything about that from anywhere else? Except the Washington Post?
Mm-mm.
No. No. You won't hear that. They do their
best. That's
bust.
What good investigative journalism is supposed to be.
I'm not an investigative journalist. I'm not even a journalist.
No, I don't mean you. I'm talking about the Washington Post. I'm saying that's an example of, you know, we all kind of talk about the news media. Whatever. That's an example of what they're doing. Yeah, they're doing their job.
But they stumbled on it because a whistleblower from Pfizer, from Johns Hopkins, told the story to the Post. They didn't find it on their own. They stumbled upon it because somebody made a phone call to a reporter at the Post.
Well, I'm glad they printed it then.
Information. I am too.
I hope something good comes of it.
I do too. I don't want us all to think that the drug companies are bad, because they aren't. There have been a lot of great drugs that have come and helped a lot of people over the past 100 years or whatever. But that's, you know, kind of where it's at. In a moment, Victoria deals with another story. It's kind of in this same department. 44 after the hour now on the DJV program.
We've all got places to go, from work to play. Morning to night, it's go, 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 and then go some more. We go for music, movies, workouts, and checkouts. It's quite the busy little schedule we've got going. And we need something to keep up with it all, to keep up with life on the go. That's where Valero top-tier certified quality fuel comes in. It keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer, so you can get right back to going. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
Ah, the bull elk's bugle, one of nature's most wondrous sounds. That is not a bull elk, that's Kim. Her RV sewage tank is spewing all over her camper. Way, way out in the middle of elk country. Yep, there's an elk. And that's Kim. It's wild out there. When it gets too wild, Progressive has your RV covered. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Did you know that the knowledge your child gained in school could slip away during the summertime? It's called the summer slide, and it's especially true for math. At Mathnasium, we reverse the summer slide with summer workout plans that focus on topics like fractions, multiplication, algebra readiness, and more. We provide face-to-face instruction, we work within your summer schedule, and we make it fun. Mathnasium is the authority in math education with over 1,000 learning centers worldwide. Visit mathnasium.com/summer to learn more.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, when disaster erupts, when disease rages, when communities collapse under crisis, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. We go where conditions are the worst, because that's where we're needed most. In nearly 70 countries, we're saving lives threatened by violence, disease, malnutrition, and catastrophic events. Donors are vital to our mission, Your response is critical to our response in places where a few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
Ford Pass. Everything you need to keep moving right in the palm of your hand. Now you can earn points to use toward flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards. Plus, use the app to access roadside assistance. You'll even earn exclusive Ford Pass rewards just for maintaining your vehicle. Only Ford Pass combines roadside assistance, Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving. Built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about how you can earn complimentary maintenance on every new Ford.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per-service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Okay, 47 after the hour on the DJB program. All right, you got a story about, well, this is the upset your apple cart half hour, folks, on the DJB program.
I guess you could call it that, yeah. Well, you know, we talk a lot about plastic pollution, plastic straws, and all things like that. And when they get into our waterways, especially in the oceans, they get broken down into what's called nanoplastic, which are particles that are too small to even collect. With even the smallest sieve of a net, won't even be able to capture these nanoplastics. The fish obviously ingest them. We eat the fish, and then it's a whole circle of life. So there's a new study out that's pretty alarming. It shows that Americans eat, drink, and breathe between 74,000 and 120,000 microplastic particles each year. Now, this does vary depending on your age and your sex. Those people who drink bottled water, you really should cut this out, because you're ingesting microplastics from the bottle, and it adds 90,000 plastic particles to your already existing 74 to 120,000 particles per year. Now, the real danger here is that these particles are small enough that it enters into the tissues in our body. It triggers immune reactions, it releases toxic substances and pollutants. Everything that's absorbed from the environment, heavy metals are also included in this. This is exactly why we need to eliminate plastics. Don't drink from a plastic bottle. Even if you buy bottled water that's in plastic, even if you drink it from a different container, you're still getting a lot of the microplastic from that. Now, the other way that the microplastics get into our systems, like I said, with the seafood, that's a no-brainer. But larger animals, if you're eating beef, chicken, things like that, eating animals, they have plastic particles that are in their own environments. And then we add on food production, food packaging, which is all plastic. And they have tested the categories were 8 categories that they tested. Air, alcohol, bottled water, honey, seafood, salt, sugar, and tap water. So you actually are a lot better off drinking filtered tap water than you are buying bottled water, especially, as I know that's the number one thing people always like, their bottled water, and that's really, really bad. If you're drinking from a plastic straw, you're also ingesting microplastics, because the plastic breaks down over time, and so that's how, there are so many ways that we're getting this stuff in our systems. It's got to stop. No more plastic.
I love my well water. 10 before the hour here in the DJV program. Good story.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Your pal and mine, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, is here as we examine some of the important stories from annual meetings published in these journals of medicine. How do they impact you? Risks, that sort of thing. There's all kinds of important news this week. We continue on the white meat, red meat controversy, Dr. Ken. That has really attracted a lot of attention to the point where it even got on to the talkers' top 10 list of things being discussed on talk radio. White meat, chicken, poultry in general, and maybe pork. How do we categorize white meat, first of all?
Well, another dogma may go and bite the dust. White meat, such as chicken. And this is out of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition this week. This new research, it challenges the widespread belief that white meat, such as chicken, is better for cholesterol levels than red meat, such as beef, pork, or lamb. So we're just talking about the effect on cholesterol, no other part of the body. So this new research, it more powerfully tested how different meat intakes affect the levels of lipids and lipoproteins. Those are the molecules that carry these fat molecules that can cause fatty deposits to form on the arteries, because that's what's really important, is the development of plaque in the circulation, in the inner wallpaper of the blood vessels. So consuming both red and white meat raises blood cholesterol levels more than consuming equivalent levels of non-meat sources of protein, such as vegetables and dairy. And that's the take-home message of this, that the consumption of either kind of meat did increase cholesterol equally and equally caused the development of plaque, whereas the non-meat kind of protein, such as that from vegetables or dairy, did not increase the cholesterol like the meat type.
Remember, I think I told you once, I did some research, because I don't eat meat, And maybe the reason that you don't find any plaque in my system, other than my carotids, is that I don't eat any meat. And I don't like poultry. I eat a little fish. I do have dairy. But, you know, we talk about the other white meat, the advertisement for pork. I don't eat any of that either. I might have a little piece of bacon or sausage.
Pork is considered a red meat, believe it or not. Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Okay, so in terms of fish, is that not considered meat? It's flesh.
Correct.
Why don't they consider that? What's the definition of meat versus flesh? Because poultry is
chicken versus beef, pork, or lamb is basically what we're talking about.
Yeah. All right, so, but let's think about this. Let's carry it one step further. If there's no people are going to enjoy a healthier body circulatory system, people that you see in your practice at Lake Cardiology down in Mondura, Florida, is it likely that people you see that are clear like me are not eating any kind of these meats that we're talking about?
Well, they're limiting. I don't know if you have to go to zero for everybody, but they're definitely getting their protein from less and less meat and more from fish, dairy, or plant sources.
Mm-hmm. And so there's a. I didn't tell you that I found when I did the research, excuse me, looking for proteins in various vegetables. I found 10 of them, and mostly green. Their vegetables are mostly green that have them.
Excellent sources.
Yeah. So stay away from meat if you want to have clear arteries. That's bad. But some people say dairy. I think you worried about me and my ice cream, but it doesn't show up on my tests anyway.
Well, if you eat enough saturated fat, and that was an important part of this study, is they tried to keep the otherwise saturated fat intake equal among all the participants.
Ah, got it. Okay. All right, so there's a word to the wise. Here's another one. Time to call 800-208-1797 to get your teeth whitened. You do it yourself. Don't go to the dentist and spend $500 to $1,000 to whiten your teeth professionally. You don't have to. They're going to use the same thing you're going to use, so learn how to apply it at home. It's pretty simple. Power Swabs comes in a tube. You snap it open. You take the Q-tip and you put it on your teeth, and you watch the next 5 minutes. Your teeth are going to whiten up an average of 2 shades, and each time you use it, gets that much better over the course of a few months. 800-208-1797, the preferred way to order Power Swabs, because you use the DJV code when you talk to the operator, you'll get Power Swabs at half the retail price. This is an all-natural concoction developed by a dentist for his patients. You want a great smile, help your love life, help you get that job, help you get that promotion, and then you'll feel better when you look in the mirror. So call 800-208-1797 for Power Swabs right now while you're thinking about it.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.